Ladies and gentlemen, some poets retrieve the past, and some poets characterize the present. And in the process of either, the audience has an opportunity to observe, or participate, or judge. Every once in a while, or perhaps once in a generation of writers, there is a poet intrigued with the future, with its composition and its magic, and in our own time, with its very survival. I believe this writing touches and changes those who hear it, which makes it wondrous, and more specifically, highly political, insofar as it acts radically on the lives of people. To voice the future involves a language that is both rudimentary and unknown. It has to sound familiar and strange. It has to sound personal and prophetic, human and godlike. Its emotional and spiritual heart must speak to us of objects and of acts, but also must speak to us of dreams. Tonight, we will hear just such a poet, whose vision extends out into the farthest reaches of the imagination. Hear now the elegant poems of someone I met long ago and far away, in just such a place, someone I now have the honor of introducing to you. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the poet Barbara Cully.
Thank you, Jane.